Hello and welcome to Here to Help with Leon and Dustin.
Hi, I'm Leon.
And I'm Dustin.
And we're here to help.
Episode 9.
It's
a cracking episode. I can tell you that right now.
Really? We've only just begun.
I've got a good feeling about
You've got a good feeling about it. I get a good feeling.
Yeah.
So welcome to this week's podcast. We were saying earlier that the podcast only seems to be getting better.
Better and better.
So if we're on 9 and, you know, there's loads ahead of you, 10, you know, 11, 12... I'd just say skip, just keep going out.
No, we don't skip.
We don't skip this one.
Don't skip any of them.
Don't bother skipping it.
You know, you want to be in the loop, don't
so,
you?
So, okay, all right. So what I've just said is just avoid, just pretend that didn't happen.
Just don't listen to Leon.
Just don't listen to me.
Bloody nice day today.
It's a lovely day. It's a really, really nice day out. Sun's out, there's not a cloud in the sky. You got your little T-shirt on.
I've got my little T-shirt. It's not little, what do you mean?
Just your T-shirt as well, which is quite off-putting, if I'm honest with you.
It's a leather couch as well.
Yeah. And this week, where are we, Dust?
We're at the youth centre that you work at.
I volunteer at a youth centre now and then in Slough. That's the only kind of... I'm just going to say that once.
Slough.
You said it once as well now. So we
I used to live in Slough.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
It's nice. Yeah.
You got robbed, didn't you?
Yeah, on Christmas Eve.
You got robbed on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, don't let that deter you from Slough.
Slough's a lovely place.
Jinx.
Yeah, so we're at Utens this week. A little while ago, it was half term. So we got some of the kids to kind of write down questions, whether it, you know, they were looking for wisdom or just good chat-up lines, which I know you're a pro at.
Oh, I'm an absolute pro. I got some cracking chat-up lines.
You do. Go on, throw one out there.
Oh, your eyes look beautiful. They look even better on my bedroom floor. I think I just mixed up a couple.
So, this week at the youth centre, we've got plenty of questions from lots of kids. Some of them cheeky. Actually, most of them cheeky.
Yeah, cheeky little.
So it's going to be a good laugh. I think it's going to be a good laugh anyway. Should we crack... Oh, no, tell me about your week first.
Then. Oh, I've had a nice week, actually.
Yeah?
What have I been up to? Well, it's nearly Mother's Day, so I've got my mum a little present.
Oh, what'd you get her?
Well...
She doesn't listen to this, does she?
No.
Good, because your mum's fit.
We'll have a chat about that later. Last year, I got Jamie's 30-minute meals.
Oh, okay. Right? Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver, yeah. And this year, I got Jamie's 15-minute meals. So, you know, she loved it last year. So, I thought, you know, she might be able to up her game a bit.
Absolutely. You know? Has she actually done a meal in 30 minutes?
Yeah.
So it's doable?
It's very doable.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know how little... I can see a pattern emerging here with Jamie Oliver.
Absolutely.
You know, in 10 years, it'll be Jamie's one-second meals. And you'll just open the book and a pepper army will fall out. Which is getting quicker and quicker.
Top those up, don't you? You would have to top those books up.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's making a fair profit from it.
Of course he is.
I wonder if his restaurants take half an hour or 15 minutes to kind of create something and then on your plate.
On your plate. It's not Heston Blumenthal. I imagine he takes a while.
How'd you say his name again?
Heston.
Say again. No, the listeners want to hear it again.
Heston Blumenthal. Heston Blumenthal.
Okay, that's not his name.
That's his name.
His name is Heston Blumenthal, as in to tile a roof.
Yeah, it's Thal, isn't it?
Thal?
Yeah.
He's Jewish, isn't he?
Jewish?
Yeah. He's Jewish. I saw him on the Best Jewish Mum TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
No.
Channel 4. It was the equivalent to... It was Channel 4's equivalent to The Apprentice, but they were looking for Jewish mums.
What? And someone was there... Like a massive Jewish mum.
Yeah.
And she just like, you're fired.
They had a rabbi there. They had a famous celebrity. I say famous celebrity. She was once in EastEnders and she's Jewish. and then they had a reporter for the Jewish Times who basically kind of helped out and they kind of decided who was going to be the best Jewish mum.
Oh, nice.
And at the end of it, it was just trash TV, if I'm honest with you. No one actually cares.
And Heston Blumenthal's mum.
He appeared on it a lot.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he was there kind of just overlooking the whole thing. So I don't think we've got any closer to actually finding out how he pronounces his second name.
No. He was on an interview the other day with Krishnan Guru Murthy. That's another guy whose name you can't pronounce.
Krishnan Guru...
No, not Christian, it's Krishnan.
Krishnan Guru Murthy.
No, Murthy.
No, it's not Murthy. It's Murthy. Okay, well...
Murthy.
You say potato, I say tomato. So...
We get on the show.
Yes. I've got to tell you, man, it's a beautiful day out, but my hay fever has already kicked in.
It's a shame.
It's horrible. I was sneezing all this morning on my morning run. That's right, ladies. I go running. I'm fit.
Yeah, but your nose is all red and just...
Yeah, I'm just snot everywhere. My eyes are running. I've got, like, red pupils. I'm just, like, all over the place.
Oh, yes, ladies. He is single.
Size 9 feet.
Size 9 feet?
Right. 8.5. 8.5, really.
Well, I always buy eights, forgetting that I'm a 7.
You're a size 7?
Yeah, and I bought some new shoes recently. They just simply don't fit. They're just too big.
Just stop buying eights, then.
I can't.
Do you not try them on when you're in the store?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they're fine. And then they're not.
Because you feel awkward. Yeah. And you're like, oh, give me another pair. That's their job. That's their job. That's what they get paid to do.
Later on in, like, my life.
Yeah.
I'll forget again, and I'll buy more eights. And we'll have this conversation again.
Stop doing it. Just be like, hey. Stop. Hey. I want a size 7. Please. And they'll be like, okay, sir, no worries. That's what I get paid to do.
Yeah, that's my goal.
You know what? I'd say start smaller. I'd say start 4. They definitely don't fit. 5, definitely don't fit. 6.
Which is technically what I am, but I've got wide feet.
Right, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a 6 out of my 8s. What am I doing?
What are you doing? That's right, ladies. He's single.
Oh, yeah. You are now rocking with Dustin. And Liam, bitch.
What you call me?
Sorry.
Let's begin, shall
we? It's a song.
You heard any good tunes recently?
Yeah.
What's the last thing you downloaded?
Oh, Justin Timberlake's new song.
Mirrors.
Mirrors.
You know what? I'm just so glad to see Dustin up there again. Did I say Dustin?
Yeah.
You said, I said this the other day. I was
we
like,
are very similar looking, aren't we?
Do you remember when we were talking about movies the other day? And I said, do you watch any...
Oh, Dustin, you watch any good boobies lately?
Have you?
What?
From the youth centre, I've got one here that says, I want to be the best lover when I grow up, and in brackets, the best at sex. What advice would you give this young man or young lady?
As a good lover myself, I can only say, be yourself. You know?
Yeah.
Don't be anyone else. Don't watch the telly. Don't watch Friends and be like, oh, that Chandler's really funny. I'll just copy him.
We're talking about the bedroom, though, right?
I agree. Like,
the no pants dance. The no pants dance.
It doesn't work over the English accent.
The no pants dance.
Yeah, all right. Well,
just be adventurous. Just, you know, just get involved.
Don't be fussy.
How do you mean, don't be fussy?
Don't be fussy.
With what, girls?
Yeah.
Just appreciate what you get.
She's got a little, like, massive, like, mole or something, or just, like, you know. Just crack on. Be a good story one day.
No, it won't be a good story. Who are you going to tell that to? Your kids? Why would you? You're not even your mates you wouldn't say that to. All right, no. I mean, I understand what Dustin's saying. Appreciate what you're getting. If you want to be the best lover, just pay attention, is what I'd say.
Listen.
Practice makes perfect, is what I'm saying.
Practice does make perfect.
But if you're practicing with the same partner all the time, you guys are only going to be the best.
Well, also, repetition. Yeah.
It's true. Mix it up.
You know.
I don't know,
wear each other's clothes.
Costumes, yeah. Role play. I've never done role play. I think it'd be so
you're
weird.
You're an actor, though.
Yeah, but I've never done role play.
You'd probably get too into it, wouldn't you?
Role play.
Like, imagine Daniel Day-Lewis doing role play. He's been like ages, just like, come on, Daniel.
Yeah, he's like, I'm staying in the character! I don't know. Just set your washing machine going off.
You don't know.
What?
You're just saying you don't know.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know. Look, you're a young man or you're a young girl. Just, you know, just enjoy yourselves, okay?
You only live once. YOLO.
Huh?
YOLO.
What does that mean?
You only live once.
Oh, fuck.
YOLO. It's a saying, isn't it? With all the kids, isn't it?
And that's bollocks, by the way. You don't only live once. You can take a year at a time and just experience what...
You're still alive, aren't you?
Yeah, I know, but you...
And you don't know you're only going to live once either. No one knows that.
That's very true.
And you live at least once. That's what I should say. I've got a question.
Go on.
What should I do about the Illuminati? What even is the Illuminati?
Illuminati is... essentially, they're taking over the world long, long, long time ago. It goes as far back as the Catholic Church. These group of people believed in science.
Right.
So Galileo was part of the Illuminati. And people like that, they had science...
Galileo, the painter?
No, Galileo was a scientist.
Yeah.
who said that the world wasn't flat and that we evolve around the sun, as opposed to the sun working around us.
I bet someone told him that.
No, I think he did it. Found out. What do you mean?
I bet someone was like,
the earth revolves around the sun.
Yeah.
He's like, nah.
And then stole it.
Stole the idea.
Yeah.
Because he got beaten up because he said it.
Yeah.
He got the shit kicked out of him.
That's what the other guy's like, I'm not going to say that.
And then he's like, I'll do it. People will know me forever.
And so the other guy's the real genius.
People will be talking about me in podcasts in years to come. They'll be like, what's a podcast? Oh, you wait and see. The guy never found out because he died as well.
Tapped his nose. You wait and see. Tap, tap.
But yeah, the Illuminati. And now there is stuff trending on Facebook. Can you trend stuff on Facebook?
No.
Okay, well, there was stuff going around Facebook talking about Beyonce being part of the Illuminati and being a devil worshipper. Someone was showing it to me the other day and I was like, no, that's bollocks. Absolute bollocks.
We're going to get ourselves killed talking about this.
We're not going to get ourselves killed. There are so many people to slag it off and
slag it off.
Well, I don't know. I don't think we'll go as far. I don't think people like Mrs. Carter will find out. Mrs. Carter, eh? Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Very formal.
I'm with it.
You're with it, are you?
No, I'm with it.
Oh, you're with it.
As in, like, this is the Mrs. Carter tour.
Yeah.
It's called the Mrs. Carter tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, everyone's saying, like, she's really involved in it. Check it out on Facebook. I haven't seen it because I think it's a load of bollocks. But yeah, this
she does run the world, doesn't she?
Who runs the world?
Girls.
Yeah. Okay. My mate says I'm frigid. Can adults be frigid? I think at school it's labelled frigid. And because you're constantly around people who are talking about kissing and sex and all that shit. As you get older, that becomes less of a big... Well, it becomes a big deal, but you're almost looking for a relationship. Frigid isn't a word in the adult dictionary.
The adult dictionary?
As in, like, you wouldn't... When was the last time you used the word frigid?
Because I haven't used it doesn't mean other people haven't used it.
If my mates all got together, I guarantee frigid. You no one would use the word frigid.
What would they say?
They'd say, oh, she's...
A lesbian.
Yes. Yes. But at the same time, boys can be it as well. There's some guys who just don't want to hook up with girls. I'm like that when I go out with my mates. Some of them are just on it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, that's cool. I only get drunk, I want to hang out with my mates. You know, it's not like I don't get to meet girls. I'm sure I'm going to chat to girls. I'm not going to be on it to the point of just, like, ruining my evening because I don't hook up with a girl. I don't think that makes me frigid.
I went out the other night, and there was this guy, and he was like, have you ever played Have You Met Dustin? I was like, no, I haven't. And he was like, went up to this girl, and was like, have you met Dustin? And then walked away. It's like, you dick.
He sounds like a dick.
Yeah, I won't say his name. Go on. I don't know it.
Okay, what's his name?
What? I don't know.
Whoever you are, you prick.
I'm coming for you.
Dustin's coming for you.
Have you met Dustin? Have you met Dustin's fist blood?
So, can an adult be frigid?
Yes, but not the word frigid.
The answer is yes, they can, but they don't use the word frigid.
That's what I said.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Where do babies come from? Is the next question.
Where do babies come from? Pretend I'm your son.
No. Right?
Yes.
It's weird.
Pretend I'm your son. Daddy, where babies come from?
Not now, son.
All right. That's ridiculous.
Sorry, I was very...
Ask me.
Where do babies come from, Dad?
Babies.
Yeah, like, when I was a baby, where did I come from?
You still are my baby.
Yeah, but... When I was an actual baby.
Yes. Where did you come from?
The eyes of science. Where did I come from?
Me and your mummy.
Yeah.
Love each other very much.
Yeah, I know.
You know who your mummy is?
Yeah, I know who my mummy is.
Okay, good. That really hot lady over there.
Well, I'd say she was a four, but go on.
Okay, well, that hot lady over there, your mummy. Because we loved each other so much that we hugged really tight one night. Really close, really, really tight.
Did you hurt mummy?
No, I didn't hurt.
Did you hurt mummy?
No. Mummy, did I hurt you? Nah, he didn't.
Mummy's got a really deep voice.
Shut up. You've got to bear in mind how old these kids are. This kid, the youngest he could be, is 12 years old. He knows exactly where it comes from.
They always say the stork, don't they?
Oh, the stork comes and... What does it do? Does it collect it?
Comes and has sex with mummy. I don't know. No, the stork carries a baby in its beak. Well, it carries a cloth.
Yeah.
And that in that cloth is a baby.
Yeah.
It's very unsafe.
Very unsafe.
You know,
these storks know what they're doing.
Do they?
They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I wonder why a stork as well. There must some be some sort of...
Not a very strong animal, really, though.
Something quite elegant about a stork, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's like a load of pigeons just all carrying
rats
a baby.
Rats of the skies, the pigeons.
Rats of the skies, are they?
Yeah. That's what I've heard once. Just carry loads of diseases.
Hate pigeons. I don't hate a lot of things. Debenhams I hate.
Why do you hate Debenhams?
Just, it's so expensive. French fancies I don't like.
You don't like them?
They're horrible.
What are you on about?
They're horrible.
They're really nice.
They're horrible. Sound like your wife.
Alright, what else do you hate? What else do you hate?
Professor Brian Cox. Don't like him.
You know, lots of people are into David Attenborough. I mean, who doesn't watch David Attenborough, you know?
I don't.
Whereas Brian Cox...
It's just boring.
I don't think it'll catch on as well as David Attenborough.
Oh, he's made science cool. No, he hasn't.
He hasn't. Just because he used to be in a band doesn't mean he's made it cool.
No.
And he's got his smile on his face all the time.
Osmosis.
So what was the question?
Something about pigeons. Oh, I hate Blu-rays as well. You've got a Blu-ray, haven't you?
I've never watched anything on it.
You've never watched anything on it?
Never watched anything on it. It's just something that's there.
It's just brighter, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
It's just crap.
I remember seeing...
I don't want one.
Well, we used to have VHSs. They used to be like, we can make, you know, your movie look like this on DVD. And you'd watch it and you'd be like, that looks fucking quality. Just keep doing that then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've shown me an example of it.
On the VHS.
Yeah.
Just keep doing that. It looks great. Just have it like that all the time. I know what you mean.
So where do babies come from? I want one answer. One word. Yeah.
Where do babies come from? Mum.
Mum. Mum.
Yeah.
I'll give you one word. Where do babies come from? Bum.
Bum.
Where do babies come from? Bum.
Bloody hate pigeons. I was at work the other day.
Yeah.
And I went on my break and I sat down, like, I was just watching the world go by.
Yeah.
You know, eat my sandwich, Boots meal deal, as it should be. So I'm sitting eating my little sandwich, a little pigeon comes up to me. Oh, all right, a little crumb. There you go.
Yeah.
Is that, oh, you want another bit more? There you go. Oh, you got a little mate, have you? Yeah. Suddenly, there are a dozen pigeons. I'm surrounded. I look up.
You don't like the pigeon man?
I look up, yeah, and every person is looking at me. I've just gone from invisible to mental in a matter of seconds.
But they must have loved it. The pigeons must have been like, oh, look, easy.
You know, I'm just feeding some pigeons. They're looking at me like I'm... Like breastfeeding them. It sounds ridiculous. And since then, I just hated pigeons. It's the bane of my life.
Where do babies come from?
Bum.
Jason in my class keeps pulling my hair. Does that mean he likes me? Because I think he's a knob.
That's like, girls always do that, don't they?
What?
Like Persian, pull hair.
Boys do that.
Oh, it's the boys that...
Yeah, Jason keeps pulling my hair. Are you being up by girls?
What was the question?
Jason keeps pulling my hair. Does that mean he likes me? Because I think he's a knob.
He's probably just a knob then.
Probably just a knob. Yeah. However, boys do that. We do that as we get older as well. So we still tease girls in a way, but more verbally. Like, we can't insult girls on this show.
There's no girls on the show. We're sexist, basically.
We're not sexist girls. We're not girl. I think there's only one girl listening.
Yeah.
That's your mum.
She's fit. That's weird if I say it.
It is really weird. He wants to get a reaction out of you, basically. He expects that if he punches you or pulls your hair a little bit, you're going to turn around and go, oh, Jason, you're really nice, but boys don't think that far ahead.
Push harder.
Yeah, push them back.
A little swift kick in the old nuts.
Don't kick him in the nuts, because that mean. Might really hurt. When was the last time you got kicked in the balls?
Monday.
Monday? Thought of it. I don't think I've been hitting the balls since.
What would you do? If
I think I was playing sports last time I got hit the balls.
Oh, by like a football or something.
Yeah.
That was hurt. I got hit by a football once, and it just knocked me clear out. I just flopped to the floor. Well, I was in middle school. I just flopped to the floor like, and I woke up, just like.
It was such a stereo. Ball just hit you in the head.
Yeah, I was on the tennis court. It knocked me clear out.
Did you see it coming?
No. I think I might have turned into it.
So you weren't even playing football. You were just hanging out.
No, I was just walking across. and it knocked me clean out. I was out. I woke up and I was just surrounded by people. There's a circle of people when I woke up.
I'm imagining that there's smaller you in your school uniform just walking, maybe even with a little smile on your face. Bang! And then you're out. Amazing.
God, really? I'm quite a flincher now.
Mr. Thorne, we're doing a podcast, and because you're in the house, you want to say hello on it?
Say hello in English.
Say hello to our podcast listeners. We've got around...
Who's on there then?
There's loads of people. Just say
hello.
That's it. Well, there you go. You're very summery in that blue T-shirt.
Me? Yeah. Very summery, aren't I?
Is it windy out there now?
Nah, it's all right.
Yeah?
Perfect.
Right, there was Mr. Thorne. A bit of a hero in Dustin's and to an extent my eyes as well. Okay, let's crack on. So right. What's your question?
What happens if I jump too much?
You will become taller.
That's a lie. Stop saying. We will not become taller if you jump too much.
Why not?
It just doesn't work like that.
What do you mean?
Well, if you do, like, should we say, throwing. If you throw a lot, your arms don't become longer.
No, they become stronger.
Yeah, but all right, your legs become stronger.
I know a friend who dated a baseball player. She played baseball at college. And then she kind of moved up. This was in D.C., Washington, D.C. And her left arm is what she threw with. And her arm was massive. Really strong.
But it wasn't really long, though, was it?
No. But her other one wasn't. It was very kind of ladylike and delicate. But her left arm was huge because she exercised it. It's the same with anything. It's like if you exercise your legs, what you're doing and reaching and stretching is like what a basketball player does. So if you jump too much... You will become taller.
You won't become taller, though. You'll become stronger. Your legs will be stronger and your arms will be stronger.
Well, you won't be taller. You'll be taller.
I don't think you would.
You don't think?
You just wouldn't.
Okay, look at basketball players, right? More than any other sport. Let's take Kobe Bryant, for example. His dad is 6 foot. His mother is 6 foot. No, she's not 6 foot. Is like 5'4" or something, okay? So they have a baby. The tallest that baby's going to be is what? 6'1", 6'2"? Kobe Bryant is 6'10", okay? Now, what he does for a living is he's one of the best professional sports players out
there. But
that's
because he's tall. That's not...
So when you stop growing around 21, I think it might be even a bit old now, you stop growing, okay? So when he was 21 years old, he was not 6'10", and said, someone goes, oh, you know what? You should be a basketball player. Doesn't work like that. He trained and trained as a young kid. That's why he's so tall. Look at any basketball player who runs, jumps, stretches... All of that, you will become taller. So keep on jumping, brother or sister. You will become tall.
No, you won't. So, well, you you lucky people have been listening to Here to Help with Leon and Dustin.
3, 2.
Leon's counting down to the end of the podcast.
Boy!
You are now rocking with Dustin and
Leon, bitch. See ya!
Bye, bitch.
Perfect.